It's the morning show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and it's time now for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin from Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more. And you've woken up from hibernation after a very busy tax season for you guys at the entire office. Everybody there deserves probably a two-week-long nap. With all the work and hours that you guys put in. But Tom, now that it's the end, official end of tax season, with the deadline being this past Monday, let's kind of recap for a moment and see, how did things go for you guys at Austin Tax and Financial? And most importantly, what are the numbers? How many taxes did you file for people?
I don't think we have all the numbers in. I know we did file, Johnny, more extensions than we ever have before. But if you'd have told me a week, 10 days ago, that I thought we would get everything done that we had in-house, I would say that we probably were not going, that wasn't going to happen. But the folks, our folks really worked hard, a lot of extra hours, 7 days a week, just to tidy things up. And we actually did a few, two returns of people that walked in on tax day. If you told me that we would have been able to do that, and they were easy returns,
sure.
We had pretty much everything else tied up. So I know we're somewhere probably between 1,700 and 1,800 returns, which that's a lot of returns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have three full-time people and two part-time people doing the taxes. And so it was a good tax season. We had a lot of new people coming in. It was really good to hear some of the places where people were coming from. A lot of people came from different websites that they saw on Facebook and so forth.
Sure.
Where people would just out there, like, where to get your taxes done. And they would say, well, you had the most people responding to come to see Austin Tax and Financial. So, and as well as referrals, and then the people that we've been doing taxes for years. We want to thank everybody that came in. And yes, we are very thankful and glad that the deadline is passed, and I will take your advice and go into hibernation and take a long nap for a couple of weeks. And I think our entire staff is looking forward to that. But it's a big part of what we do at Austin
right.
Tax and Financial. It helps us in building our relationships with the other things that we do on the financial side. But we feel that we're providing a service to the community at a reasonable price, and I think that's, and we do a good job. I think it's, and it's about the people that we have there, so I'm very thankful for that. We had a little celebration at Rye Bell's last night, just to reminisce, and we are very thankful for our staff, as they're really ones that makes things happen there, and we couldn't do it without everybody there in our office.
Yeah, and hopefully you had somebody else do the math of, like, how much the tip needed to be and all that, too, because I'm sure even just dealing with numbers as much as you guys did, you need to rest your hands and your brains and all that. But and like you said, is that the probably an influx of business, not also from referrals and all that stuff, but also just because people might be a little bit unsure on how to do certain taxes with tax laws and some things changing. And you really keep up on all of that information on both, now being, you know, really understanding both sides of the equation of taxes and financial planning and doing all that stuff. So it's really, really beneficial for people to work with you guys.
Absolutely.
And one thing that you do is you do stay up with what's going on in the news and all of that stuff, too. And every once in a while, we do your some tidbits that you've found. So do you want to dive into some of those right now?
Yeah, I've got a few things that are tax related.
Okay.
I thought I would have, and then a few general comments. But, you know, first of all, many people remember April 15th as the date of fire taxes, even though this year it was the 18th. And it seems like it's been 5 years since it's actually been the 15th because
right.
of the COVID extensions and also holidays. Because of Good Friday, they pushed
sure.
it to the 18th. But most people don't recall that April 15th was also the day President Abraham Lincoln died, Ray Kroc started McDonald's, and Babe Ruth hit his first home run.
Wow.
So I bet you know that, Johnny.
I did not know any of those, actually.
Well, and also April 15th, and this is something I didn't know, and this is according to the Library of Congress, so I assume it's good information that
sure.
April 15th has not always been the filing deadline. March 1st was a date specified by Congress in 1913 after the passage of the 16th Amendment, But in 1918, Congress set the date to March 15th, where it remained until tax overhaul of 1954, where the date was moved to April 15th.
Okay.
So that's something that I never knew myself as well. So we're going to learn all kinds of things here. Now, some unrelated taxes. Well, no, actually, this is related to taxes. Okay. Over the course of lifetime, the average American will pay over $525,000 in taxes. Nearly two-thirds of that, which is about $340,000, comes from taxes on earnings and wages, with the rest of that made up of sales, property, and automobile taxes. That's a big number when you think about the amount of taxes that that's just the average person would pay.
Man.
And that was, of course, Yahoo, so that's got to be... That's got to be for real, right?
I mean, you think so? As unfortunate as that sounds of spending that much on taxes, but hey, what are you going to do?
No, it is over our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Next month, you know, begins the half year ahead of the midterm election. So it would be the 6 months before the midterm elections, which are in November.
Mm-hmm.
This, since 1926, they track the S&P 500, you know, the 6 months leading up to the midterm elections, and the S&P 500 averaged only 2.2% from May to October in the second year of a presidency. Now, the subsequent 6 months, which would be November to April period, stretching into the third year of the president's term, was the best by far, averaging almost 14%. I looked at that, and I was, you know, there's always uncertainty moving into the election, certainly a presidential election, but the midterm election. And I think this year it creates a lot of questions with everything that's going on in our economy and our world. But I found that to be very interesting that so you have a midterm election. I think a lot of times it's very typical that the party that's in office, you know, that control of Congress and the Senate, that a lot of times those seats shift. Regardless of it happened when Trump was in office, it happened when Obama was in office.
Right.
And like it could very well happen here. So that anxiety leaving up to that, the market has been very low performing, and then leading right after that, it is accelerated. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens this year, but I thought that was an interesting statistic.
Yeah, absolutely. They're cautious in that midterm period, but yeah, after they know what's going on and they know the results, then things start to go in different directions.
Yeah, the amazingness of the human mind, right?
Right.
I got a couple more for you, Johnny. 21% of American workers took a new job in the past 12 months. Of the recent job switchers, 40% are already actively looking for another job. So that, I think that's kind of indicative of, you know, what happened with COVID and how a lot of mindsets changed of, you know, people figuring out where they really want to do, you know, job changes, life changes, working from home. And it's created a whole different mindset of people moving through the workforce. So I thought that was a pretty interesting tidbit. And I got one more for you, and then I'll have to let you go. But the annual survey of financial literacy, I found this one to be somewhat concerning. So the annual survey for financial literacy found that adults correctly answered only one half of the 28 questions. So these obviously are questions regarding, you know, banking, finances, taxes. But perhaps more disturbing, only 23% could correctly answer more than 7 of the 28 questions correctly.
Wow.
So it kind of plays into, you know, I guess where I think that where our society may be, the younger generation. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that tells us, but it is a tidbit.
Absolutely.
And one last, Chris Rock said, was he says, we don't pay taxes, they take taxes. So
right.
I'll end it on that.
could you pass all those, could you get all answers correct on that? That quiz?
I haven't seen the literacy I would hope I could get a few of them right.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you'd do just fine. And if people want to be more financially literate and understand what's going on with their finances, you know, now is the best time to start. You know, whether you're getting ready for retirement or, you know, you're just starting out or you're just looking at different stages of life at the moment, understanding things with your finances is very important. And you're definitely one of the people to talk to about all that stuff. If people want to chat with you, Tom, about their finances, and then, you know, when next year comes around, taking care of their taxes as well, how might they get a hold of you and talk to you about that stuff?
Well, our phone number is 269-429-1585. We're located at 715 Columbia Avenue in St. Joe. We're right behind the Honor Credit Union, Niles Avenue. We talked about that we moved there in mm-hmm. December. And you can also visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC. Topics discussed and opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. And we hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin. Enjoy your rest and relaxation.
Have a great day.